Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Let's turn now to the latest in the ongoing story of race and Boston Latin School. U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz has agreed to investigate allegations of civil rights violations at the historic exam school. And in a moment, we'll hear from a parent who supports the school's current administration. But first, WBUR's Dolores Handy brings us the story of another parent whose child was the target of one of the racist incidents. And please note, Dolores' report includes an offensive racial epithet.
It's the one incident singled out in a Boston School Department Office of Equity report as being inadequately investigated by administrators at Boston Latin School. It involved a threat of violence.
He held a cord in his hand and he said, "I should lynch you with this." And then he said, "F niggers." So in my mind, that's pretty bad.
That's Lori Smith Britton. Her daughter is the black female student cited as a target of a non-black male student.
It's a boy talking to a girl, unprovoked, out of the blue. Why would you say that?
Britton is an active alum of Boston Latin. She graduated in 1988, worked with the school's Alumni Association, and as a parent was elected to the school site council, but did not find out what had happened to her daughter until much later, when she overheard her talking on the phone.
She was traumatized by this because when she told me about it, she told me about it against the backdrop of a lot of tears. She was crying about it. She wasn't just saying, "Oh, by the way, guess what happened to me?" She was upset. I won't say hysterical, but she was crying about it.
Lori Smith Britton says she confronted administrators at her beloved alma mater, wanting to know why no one had told her what happened.
They confirmed, essentially, that all of what I brought to them had happened. They apologized for not notifying us. I was, again, concerned about the safety issue, not just for my kid, but for everybody in the building.
Britton says administrators told her the parents of the boy involved had been informed, but she later discovered that was not true. She says school leaders have let her down.
It's on many layers. It's not just because I'm a parent. I value what Boston Latin School represents. And I have been a champion of Boston Latin School. I served on the board for 6 years. And this is making me feel less proud because I'm feeling embarrassed. That's not what the school is about.
The federal probe launched by the U.S. attorney was requested by the NAACP, the Urban League, and several other groups. NAACP President Michael Curry says the problem goes well beyond Boston Latin.
This is not new. This is systemic. This is across the system. Boston Latin really becomes the lens through which to look at the rest of the district now, and it's the highest institution of excellence within our system. So if it's there, let's start there and let's work back and start fixing all these issues.
A statement from the Boston School Department says Mayor Marty Walsh and Superintendent Tommy Chang are happy to cooperate fully with the investigation. It says they are continuing to work on an independent probe that will look deeper into the culture of Boston Latin School.
That report from WBUR's Dolores Handy. We reached out to Superintendent Tommy Chang and Mayor Marty Walsh. They both referred us back to their statement that Dolores referenced. U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz declined to join us as well today, but her office did send a statement confirming the civil rights investigation. So let's hear now from another parent. Earlier today, we spoke with Karina Meiri. Her two children went to Boston Latin, and she served 10 years on the school parent council. She was also on the committee that hired headmaster Lynn Mooney Tata. And we asked her about her reaction to the U.S. attorney's investigation.
Most of all, we hope that this will bring closure to the issue and that the community as a whole can then start to move forward to solve the problems that it has and to kind of achieve healing, I think.
I take your point about the fact that this can help the Boston Latin community move forward. But if I remember correctly, I mean, there was some sense that that should have begun to happen after the district's Office of Equity completed, you know, its investigation. So why do you think that the moving forward as a community wasn't able to happen after that investigation?
Well, so, you know, I feel like there's two things. There's the internal community of the school, and then there's the external community that includes the parents, and then there's the external community, which includes Boston as a whole. And I'm not privy to what was going on really internally in the school. Mm-hmm. And I think that many people in the external Boston community are not really aware of that either. And hopefully this probe will sort of put facts on the table and allow us to figure out where things stood and where things stand.
Yeah, I think you do a very good job at describing the multiple communities involved here. I mean, regarding one of them, the community of parents that you've been in touch with, I mean, what are they saying about how this this issue and these concerns are affecting their kids?
Well, I mean, I think everybody is completely traumatized. I can't speak for the kids, but I know that all parents of goodwill just feel horrible about the whole situation. They wish it had never arisen. They just want to solve it, and they want to move on.
Hmm. May I ask you, as a parent yourself, just generally speaking, I wonder what your personal reaction is to, you know, some of the concerns that have been raised. I mean, for example, in the past couple days, we've been hearing about the fact that the young woman who was threatened with, or supposedly threatened by another student with lynching, that a certain path of discipline was followed there, whereas she was upset that another student who had just said to a fellow student that you're an enemy, that other student was suspended, that there was this concern of differential discipline, and that was the thing that was, you know, doubly difficult for them to deal with. I mean, just as a parent, what's your reaction to that?
Yeah, I mean, so I'm not a parent of color, so I can't speak to those very specific experiences, which I think are very, you know, sort of totally validated. But as a parent, what I do know is that this is a school of 2,400 kids. There's sort of like multiple levels of administration. So you have assistant headmasters for discipline, assistant headmasters for the bus, assistant headmasters here, there, and everywhere. So I feel like, you know, some structural failures in discipline, sometimes there's more to it than meets the eye. You know, there's a process there.
Now, if I may ask, you were one of the parents who signed a letter of support for Headmaster Lynn Mooney Tata
yes.
Last month. That's correct?
Yeah, I wrote it.
You
actually.
Wrote it.
Yes.
Well, I wonder what you make of the response, again, prior to the announcement of this investigation, but the response from the Boston NAACP to your letter when Michael Curry, head of the Boston NAACP, said that, you know, he's described the racial makeup of Boston Latin School as apartheid-like. I mean, we had him on the show, on our show, just a day or two later, and he stuck to that. He stuck to that criticism of Boston Latin. And I wanted to give you a chance to respond to that.
Yeah, you invited me on that show, actually, and I declined to join you. Of course, we were sort of appalled that he would use the word apartheid, since what we were trying to do was to point out all the areas in which Headmaster Mooney Tata has made such a positive impact on Boston Latin School. That was really our goal in that letter. And to have that kind of response sent not to us, but to the Boston Globe, we felt like we need to establish some productive dialogue here, not to escalate this situation anymore.
Hmm. Well, finally, you know, what do you hope happens following these investigations and this ongoing conversation about the racial climate at Boston Latin?
Well, so actually, I spent the morning looking at a set of videos that one African-American young woman from Boston Latin had put together, presumably, I think, as part of her senior project, where she interviewed alums from Boston Latin and current students about their experiences there. And what was really striking in these videos was the overall very, very positive experience that the students came away with, saying how well the school had prepared them academically and socially to go to college. But sort of depressingly, the current students spoke about experiencing, I think, what young people of today call microaggressions, where the community says things, maybe unwittingly, which foster stereotypes that they find hurtful. And I think that's something that the United States as a nation, and Boston certainly as a community, is really struggling with these days, which is how to have a respectful and very positive interaction between different communities. And I just hope that this is a lesson that everybody will walk away from saying, we just need to do better with this.
Well, Karina Meiri is a former Boston Latin parent. She served for 10 years on the School Parent Council. Karina, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Delighted. Thank you.
There's more of the show coming up in just a moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.